Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Xavier today wrote a nice diary introducing a tool called Just Metadata. This tool does allow you to automatically collect open source intelligence data from various sources, from Shodan, geographic info, WHOIS, and now thanks to Xavier's help, also from our own DShield database. So nice tool to make it a little bit easier and faster to collect data from all these different sources. And as a side note, Xavier, Swa, and Didier, actually three of our handlers, are living in Belgium and are actually working in and around Brussels. So the events today with the attacks in Brussels did hit somewhat close to home for our handler family here, and just would like to express my sympathies to all the victims of these attacks. And if you are running Windows or Samba on a Unix operating system, there is a vulnerability coming for you that's going to be released April 12th. At this point, there isn't really much detail available, but it has a logo, it has a name, Bad Lock, they call it. So it probably is going to cause a lot of excitement and going to be somewhat important. The vulnerability has been announced by the Samba team and also by Cernet, which works on Samba. Given that we have a couple weeks to get all the details, probably a good time now to start inventorying any Windows file shares, Samba file shares that you have available, and to particular check if they are exposed to the open internet. I personally don't think that's a good idea to do no matter this vulnerability or not, but if you do it, you better know that you're doing it. The big unknown here, probably all your Unix systems, OS X systems and such, that may have Samba and file sharing enabled. For Windows, of course, I expect a patch from Microsoft, and the release date happens to be the April patch Tuesday. And Microsoft revised one of its bulletins from this month, and that's MS-1629, a vulnerability in Microsoft Office. The update now also includes Microsoft Office for the Mac. So OS X users, you may be seeing this patch being offered within the next couple days. And Yahoo is expanding the use of its passwordless account key. This is a system that Yahoo has been using for a while now for Yahoo Mail, but now you can also use it for other Yahoo services. Pretty interesting kind of scheme. The way it works is that if you're trying to log in to the Yahoo Mail or now other Yahoo services, a message is being sent to your phone that you just need to acknowledge. So no need to enter a password. The idea is by using two different devices, one where you actually log in, and then the second device here, the phone, to acknowledge the login attempt that this is secure enough. Sounds interesting. Not 100% sure if I would trust the scheme. Guess we'll see if anybody finds any gaping holes in it. Of course, one hole is if you lose your phone, an attacker would have direct access to your Yahoo account unless you are sufficiently locking your phone. And for applications that continuously log into your account, like email applications and such, you can still then create application-specific passwords similar to what other providers do with two-factor authentication. Of course, account key in its form right now is not two-factor authentication. It's still one factor, but instead of having to know a password, it's just the usual second factor that you have to have your phone in order to log in. One problem with these systems typically is that they are really sort of almost coming down to half-factor authentication, because you can still log in with a password if you want to. So an attacker essentially can pick whatever is weaker, your password or the device-backed login. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.